Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It's Sunday, November the 7th, 2010, and I'm doing Managers, You Don't Have to Carry Everything, part one. And so many of my managers that I coach, they suffer from thinking they need to give everything their best, and it's really counterproductive, I find, for so many reasons. And it's really perverse and devious because about very good intentions. After all, who wouldn't want to be their manager's go-to person or be known for being reliable or always cooperative and agreeable? You know, service with a smile. You know, you don't want anyone to be able to say you don't give it your all. You don't want to be that person going on all in your head. And I urge my clients to please get a grip on this before it runs you into the ground. I remember distinctly my coach telling me at one point when I was feeling very overwhelmed, and she had the audacity to ask me a question around if everything I thought I had to do really had to be done. And we were talking about like the quality of my work, how much I put, and she said, you know, you're putting a lot into creating A plus, or 20% you're putting in from getting it to B to A plus, probably nobody's noticing but you. And is that really worth it to you continually, given that it's overwhelming you? And she had a great point. And so at this point, I'm going to turn this over to blogger Penelope Trunk. She's a columnist over at BNet, that's bnet.com, a great business blog. And Penelope makes some really brilliant points around how good a work do you really have to do. And what I want to start with is her article called Perfectionism is a Disease, Here's How to Beat It. I'm going to give you some excerpts from that, but I also want you to know where to find it. It's at www.bnet.com/blog/Penelope, that's P-E-N-L-O-P-E dash trunk, www.bnet.com/blog/Penelope-trunk. One of her first comments that I really love is, smart people cut corners. The art of being a star performer is knowing which corners to cut. And that's so true. I had a discussion with one of my clients recently, talking to her about going from the A plus to the B work, and she said, "Well, how do you decide which work to take that chance on, to experiment with?" And she's absolutely right. And I almost wish I had read this article already when she and I talked. Penelope goes on to say, "People are not particularly vested in you being right. They don't care if you're right or wrong in what you do or say. They just want you to get stuff done well enough that they can do what they need to do." And I want to verbally underline this. They just want you to get stuff done well enough that they can do what they need to do. And so you're going to hear now part two of You Don't Have to Carry All of It. You don't talk about knowing which corners to cut. So, see you in a few minutes.